This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, March 2nd, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy, such a T-boy.
We got a lot to cover in today's T-boy.
We do. You just want to get right to it, Jack? You want to whip up the first story for us?
I do. At Tesla's annual investor day yesterday, Elon unveiled Tesla's master plan, part 3.
All right, here it is, Yetis. The master plan to eliminate fossil fuels forever.
For our second story, remember all that Taylor Swift Ticketmaster drama?
How could I forget, Jack?
Well, baseball legend Alex Rodriguez just launched a startup that could solve Ticketmaster's ticket drama.
That startup, it's a journey.
And our third and final story is Instacart. They just announced their 2022 grocery delivery sales surge.
But funny thing, Instacart's most delicious business isn't eggs, it's end caps.
End caps.
End caps.
You're going to learn in today's pod what an end cap is.
You've seen end caps. You didn't realize they were end caps.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Hey, wonderful mix of stories. I love this mix, Jack. Great mix today.
You remember the old commercials for a new TV show on Nickelodeon?
Yes, I do. At the end of every Nickelodeon TV show commercial, they would say one thing. What would they say, Jack?
Check out Rugrats at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central.
4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Every time. They always said it.
Because time zones got tricky, even for kids.
Yeah, continental United States, we got ourselves 4 time zones over here.
Planet Earth has 24 time zones.
China, they got 1 time zone.
Yeah, it's kind of funky that China only has 1 time zone. But what about the moon?
Talk to me, Jack. What's going on the moon?
The European Space Agency is on it. They just proposed a brand spanking new time zone.
Yes.
Moon time.
As in mountain time, Pacific time, hammer time, and moon time.
Because when it's 10 p.m. in Paris, it's 6 a.m. in Tokyo.
But what time is it on the moon, man?
Because if we humans are going to live in space,
which we'd like to,
we need some standardized space time, don't we?
Yeah, if there's no moon time zone, you're going to be late to that astronaut school.
And NASA's not a fan of tardiness.
Trust us, Yetis, you don't want to miss the last spaceship from the moon.
No, you don't.
Been there, done that.
But Yetis, here's the problem. A day on the moon is not the same as a day here on planet Earth.
Get these numbers. It's not 24 hours per day on a moon. It is 708 hours for a full day on the moon.
We checked out NASA.org. For the moon to go from sunrise to sunrise,
which is the definition of a day,
it takes 29 and a half Earth days.
Ipso facto, what we're saying here is that on Earth, if you showed up to class on time,
on the moon, you're 42 hours late.
So yes, the cow did jump over the moon.
But what time did the cow land?
Jack, that's the dark side of the moon.
Just ask Pink Floyd.
So, Yetis, if Jack and I do a remote podcast and Jack is on the moon, but I'm in Cancun,
it's not gonna be the best one yet.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Houston, let's hit our three stories.
Take me to your stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Elon Musk just tried to win back his swagger last night by doing what he does best, the master plan.
At Tesla Investor Day, Elon unveiled Master Plan Part 3 for the whole world.
Okay, Jack, before we kick this off, did you say Tesla and not Tesla? I thought we agreed we were saying Tesla, not Tesla.
It's annoying the way they call it Tesla.
Probably historically accurate in Serbian to say Tesla, but it just sounds better as Tesla.
I mean, I like to say Tesla.
Okay. Let's roll with Tesla. In the meantime, Yetis, let's travel back to 2006 when Elon Musk did something that no other business leader does.
He was the leader of a tiny little new electric car company, and he shared his intentions for the whole world to read.
Elon wrote a blog post in 2006 entitled "The Secret Tesla Master Plan."
10 years later, he did it again, posting a blog post entitled "Master Plan Part 2.
It was like going into Tesla's office, going into Elon's desk, and seeing everything that he wanted to build for the next forever.
Well, despite incredible odds and a bunch of flirts with bankruptcy, Elon pretty much succeeded with both of those master plans.
I mean, almost to a T, Elon executed on both master plans over a 17-year period, and those were incredibly ambitious master plans.
Well, after a brutal 2022, Tesla stock this year has nearly doubled so far.
And in the last week, Elon Musk returned to become the wealthiest man on Earth again, which set the stage for yesterday.
Oh, yes, it did, because Elon teased on Twitter that he was about to unveil Tesla's master plan part 3.
Okay, Yetis, Jack and I were preparing the pod. We saw that. We paused the pod. We were like, we got to do this story. What's going on?
Yesterday, Elon Musk said that the world's car industry can electrify fully.
Jack, I think we got to issue a correction on that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Not the world's car industry. He said the world can electrify fully.
Tesla's investor day turned into like a pump-up rally after that news.
He outlined a path for the world to transition fully from fossil fuels to sustainable renewable energy.
It was like a syllabus for saving the world, a three-part master plan to electrify everything in our lives.
And he did it in Texas, the home of America's fossil fuel industry.
Step one to Elon's master plan, keep building out wind and solar energy.
He said that using just 0.2% of our land, we can power the whole world with solar panels and wind turbines.
Step two to Elon's master plan, stop extracting fossil fuels.
Instead of mining oil and gas, he said we should be mining battery materials, which would be less mining needed overall.
And finally, step three, replace all the airplanes, ships, and household heaters in the world that run on gasoline with electric versions.
Replace them with electric planes, electric ships, and electric heat pumps across the whole world.
And then Elon wrapped up by whipping up his own takeaway on his own master plan.
He said this is a physics-based message of hope and optimism.
And he said he wasn't speaking to Tesla investors. He was speaking to the investors of the world.
Yetis, Elon says this is all physically possible.
Yes, he did.
The question, though, is it politically possible?
Well, Wall Street, what do they think, Jack?
Wall Street didn't think so, and they actually dropped the stock yesterday.
Tesla's stock fell while Elon was pumping up Mother Nature. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tesla?
I see what you did there. This is how Tesla could become the most valuable company on Earth.
Funny thing, Yetis, just this year, Elon said that he had no doubt in his mind that Tesla would become the most valuable company ever on Earth.
But here's the problem. The car industry that Tesla plays in, it's not that profitable an industry. It's just not. So it seemed ridiculous for him to say such a thing.
But yesterday's presentation reminded us that Tesla isn't a car company. It's an energy company.
Elon showed his real aspiration, which isn't just an electric minivan someday. It's an electric jumbo jet, too.
And he wants to build that electric jumbo jet with massive wind turbines to power it.
Anything using fossil fuel today, Tesla could replace with an electric version someday.
Besties, we've been waiting for Tesla to justify how it could become the most valuable company in the history of the world.
And we got it yesterday with Master Plan Part 3.
For our second story, Alex Rodriguez, the baseball legend, thinks he has the solution to the Taylor Swift ticket tragedy.
A-Rod's new ticketing company takes fans on a journey.
Okay, Yeti, sometimes we like to justify things with numbers. Other times, we just don't.
You know how we know Taylor Swift is the biggest celebrity in business?
Because she broke Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster executives got grilled by Congress this year for being anti-hero number one.
Because Ticketmaster has amassed a monopoly on live entertainment. Jack, can you drop this number?
They have an estimated 70% of the primary ticket market.
We repeat, 7 out of 10 tickets that are bought are brought to you by Ticketmaster.
But two rich entrepreneurs have a startup that's trying to break Ticketmaster's squeeze on the market.
Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez. So, sharks, here's the pitch.
Former baseballer Alex Rodriguez just raised $30 million for Jump, the anti-Ticketmaster.
Jack, would you say it's the Adele to the Ticketmaster, Taylor Swift?
It's the Rolling Stones to the Beatles.
With a little bit of Bieber tossed in there. Yet he's last year, this duo, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, they tried to buy the Mets, like the baseball team.
The New York Mets.
Right, but they failed. But they didn't really fail. And why is that, Jack?
Although they failed to buy the Mets, they learned from the Mets an opportunity in ticket sales.
That is what Jack and I found fascinating. Here was their insight. The opportunity in live events isn't the ticket sale, and it isn't the actual event.
It's the window leading up to the event.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do is create value between the ticket sale and the event for that ticket.
That's different from what's out there today. Ticketmaster, it's just a transaction.
Yeah, they sell you a ticket.
Jump is trying to get personal.
They sell you a ticket, and then they start doing a lot of things.
Now, Yeti's Jump is months away from being operational. But once it is, they're going to sell tickets just like Ticketmaster does.
But that's just the beginning for this startup, not the end.
If it's a ticket to an outdoor Taylor Swift concert,
what's going
to
happen, Jack?
3 weeks before, they'll offer you a limited edition Taylor Swift sweater to keep you warm.
All right, Jack, let's say that concert is actually at Madison Square Garden. What is Jump going to do then?
2 weeks before the event, they'll send you a list of the best pre-concert restaurants near Madison Square Garden.
Lovely. Midtown will do Korean. Jack, what if the concert is the next day?
To get you pumped for this concert, the app will notify you of a personal video message from T-Swift herself.
Okay, Jack, let me add all this up. I just bought a scarf, I ate a lovely Korean dinner, and I shared Taylor Swift's exclusive video for me.
And you're not even at the concert yet.
Okay, do you want to say what the next product is? Because this one was actually kind of neat.
When you're at the concert, the journey's not over. They'll offer you same-day upgrades.
So, like, if you're sitting in a nosebleed seat at the game and you see a better seat lower down, you can change seats mid-game.
You can upgrade your ticket through the app. Go sit down there and be kosher with the guards who are like, show me your ticket.
Once again, none of this has been built yet, but it sounds pretty interesting. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Jump?
Don't focus on the transaction. Think about the journey instead.
Now, Yetis, look, no startup can beat Ticketmaster's 70% of the market ticket selling dominance in a head-to-head matchup.
No, they can't. So Jump made a mindset shift. They're playing a different game than Ticketmaster.
Here's what they're doing. They're going to beat Ticketmaster everywhere beyond the ticket sale.
While Ticketmaster focuses just on the transaction, Jump will focus on the journey.
Ticketmaster sees the ticket as its one purpose, its goal, its end.
Jump turns the ticket into just the first step, the beginning of an epic experience.
So it's not about offering the same thing as Ticketmaster, because then Jump would lose.
Don't focus on the transaction. Think about the journey instead.
It's the journey.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
In the future, you may wear pants on your head and shirts on your feet.
We don't know what future you will dress like.
But we do know that future you will be happier if present you prepared for retirement.
Future you would be really happy to wake up 40 years from now with a loaded IRA.
Although no one knows how investments will perform, an IRA offered by Robinhood is like giving future you a gift from yourself.
Because Robinhood matches 1% of every eligible dollar you contribute to future you.
It's the only IRA that does that every year. Limitations apply.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and get your first stock for free. Conditions apply.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
All investments involve risk. Contributions to and withdrawals from IRAs may entail tax consequences. Robinhood does not provide tax advice.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. For our third and final story, Instacart, the grocery delivery disruptor, just said that its sales are surging.
But it's not because of eggs.
No.
It's because of end caps.
Jack, we have not jumped into an IPO in months. I would love to do that with you, man. It would be so much fun.
I'm about to die of starvation.
Yeah, it is. If you're running a company that's thinking of IPOing, just make it happen. We'd love to jump in T-Boy style of that thing.
Well, Instacart's a perfect candidate because they're the largest grocery delivery app and they're still private. So regular investors can't buy the stock yet.
It's what Jack and I like to call a sumo stock. If you want to invest in Instacart stock, you can't. You're sumo. S-U-M-O.
You're straight up missing out.
But Instacart is a sumo stock that is ASAP hungry to IPO.
Jesus. What is this, alphabet soup, Nick?
I'm going to buy a vowel.
And the growth numbers, they looked pretty tasty.
Yeah, get this. Revenue over at Instacart is up 39% to a whopping $2.5 billion last year.
And they hope that those numbers get investors excited about an IPO coming up.
Jack, let's sprinkle on a little context here, though. How does Instacart's numbers compare to other gig companies?
Those revenues of Instacart are about half as much as Lyft and a third as much as DoorDash.
But funny thing Jack and I noticed about Instacart.
Revenues grew by 39%, but food sales only rose by 16%.
Okay, let's step back for a second. Yetis, Instacart, again, its business is grocery delivery. Like dropping off a dozen avocados at your casa, that's their business.
So how did revenue surge 39% if grocery sales only surged 16%?
Well, here's the answer, besties. It wasn't more eggs. It was more ads.
More ads. Yetis, in the leaked memo that was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, Instacart boasted about how well their in-app ads are working.
Because the Instacart app's homepage is the ultimate food billboard.
And those ads that you see in the Instacart app, they boost sales in Instacart by 15% for the brand that was promoted.
You repeat, if you are a food brand that promotes an Instacart's app, you're getting a 15% sales boost on average.
So let's say you're the brand manager for Tropicana, and you're trying to fill every single mouth out there with orange juice.
Well, when you hear that 15% number, Jack, that ad campaign at Instacart sounds pretty good.
I just opened up the Instacart app. I clicked the closest Kroger, and boom! A pulpy promo is pouring into my face. I guess I'll buy some Tropicana.
Jack, I didn't take you for a pulp orange juice kind of a guy, but let's hit the takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Instacart?
For everything physical, there's a digital.
Now, Yetis, the Instacart app's food billboard isn't new. In fact, grocery stores have been doing this for decades.
It's called the end cap.
The end cap.
You've definitely seen them. It's the attention-grabbing, kind of flamboyant display for some product at the end of an aisle.
Like when you walk into your grocery store and at the end of aisle six, there's like an artistic 6-foot cardboard structure promoting salsa.
They make Tostitos chips look like a Mayan temple.
Exactly. That is an end cap. That's what that is.
That's the end cap. Because at the end of the aisle, that is ideal retail space. Every shopper must pass the end cap, even if they're not going down the aisle.
So grocery stores charge a premium to brands to place their products at the end cap.
Instacart is doing the same thing as the grocery store. It's just a digital version of that.
So they charge brands extra for it, then book it as ad revenue.
Instacart created the digital end cap.
Because for everything physical, there's a digital. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Tesla's Elon Musk just unveiled Master Plan Part 3.
That is how Elon thinks it'll become the most valuable company on Earth.
For our second story, Jump is a ticketing app that hasn't launched yet, but they could disrupt Ticketmaster.
They're not thinking about the transaction, they're thinking about the journey.
And our third and final story, Instacart's revenues are growing, mostly thanks to ads.
Yeah, because for everything physical, there's a digital. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Nick Kramer from lovely Guilford, Vermont, who happens to be Jack's big brother.
I was on the phone with my brother last night.
Yeah. Did he make us do this fact? Did he like pull you into this one?
No.
Into this one? Oh, okay.
No. So he asked me, Jack, of the top 25 goal scorers in NHL history, How many are American?
Okay, out of the top 25 goal scorers in ice hockey in history, how many are American? I'm thinking like, you know, maybe Brian Leetch got some goals up there. Mike Modano had a good streak going. He was a great American.
One.
Wow. Out of 25.
There's one American on the leaderboard of the top 25 highest goal scorers.
By the grace of Mike Richter.
And no, and get this. That one guy was born in Canada.
There's an asterisk on that one.
Brett Hull.
So Brett Hull is the only American who is one of the top 25 goal scorers in the NHL.
And he's born in Canada. That's how dominated American hockey is by Canadians.
Chicago does logistics. Canada does knucklepucks.
Yeah, they do. All hail Wayne.
Ducks fly together. Yetis, you look fantastic for the new Friday. And if you haven't yet, go into whatever app you're listening to us on right now and click the plus button to follow us.
Yeah, because pretty soon we're going to take a week off for my paternity leave for baby number two.
We're very excited.
And we want to make sure with that debut pod that we're back, we come to the top of your feed.
And the best way to do it is if you follow us wherever you're listening to us.
Consider it a baby gift.
Even if you're on moon time.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to Yeti Lila, who just made the lacrosse team as a goalie in Chicago.
And congratulations to Maggie Estevez, who just got a new job at Maesa Beauty Brands in Long Island City.
And Ashley of Bad Girl Finances has a birthday, and she's celebrating that win.
And happy birthday to Henrik, who just turned 19.
And nurse Jessica Cassidy is celebrating a birthday down in Santa Monica.
And happy 35th birthday to Michael Padula, who's turning 35. Over in the Boogie Down Bronx. This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Is there anything more stressful than a buffet? You got the chicken or the fish, the salad or the salsa?
You're paralyzed over potatoes versus pork.
Well, when you're saving for retirement, you may feel that decision fatigue too.
Which stocks or ETFs do you invest in for your IRA?
Well, with Robinhood, you can get a personalized recommended portfolio. You can pick your own stocks or ETFs, or you can do a bit of both.
You can do their recommended burrito bowl, or pick a little bit of everything.
And customizing your retirement portfolio is commission-free.
Other fees may apply. To get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and get your first stock free.
Conditions apply and recommended portfolios are not available to residents of Massachusetts.
That's Robinhood.com/tboy.
All investments involve risk. Contributions to and withdrawals from IRAs may entail tax consequences. Robinhood does not provide tax advice.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Take me to your leader.
Gets me
no,
every
I said
time.
Take me to your stories.
Take me to your stories. Gets me every time. Came out of nowhere.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.